This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The headlines. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma inaugurates Rural Preneur at State Central Library premises Shillong, with over 250 participants showcasing indigenous products. Manipur Governor Ajit Kumar Bhalla holds meeting on key issues with civil society organizations, CSOs, Kukuzo Council and student union leaders in Churachandpur. In a major boost to cancer care, Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya inaugurates innovative facilities at Dr. B. Borwa Cancer Institute in Guwahati. Nagaland's Lok Sabha member S. Supomirim Jamir raises in Parliament issues for expanded coverage of NABARD and extension of railway services into state. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha stresses on need to raise awareness on organ donation. The news in detail. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday inaugurated the first ever Rural Preneur 2025 at the State Central Library premises Shillong. Over 250 participants from across the state are showcasing indigenous crafts, agri-products, food innovations and eco-solutions. The CM announced the expansion of prime rural incubation support to all 52 blocks, pledging 18 crore rupees for solar-powered facilities and machinery, benefiting 172 entrepreneurs. He urged the youth to embrace innovation and teamwork, stressing that entrepreneurship thrives with support systems. Manipur Governor Ajit Kumar Bhalla held a meeting on several key issues with representatives of civil society organizations, CSOs, Kukuzo Council and student union leaders in Churachandpur district yesterday. The Kukuzo Council submitted a memorandum which included 16 points of demands for the welfare of the people. Meanwhile, a remote monitoring unit, RMU, was established at Senapati district to strengthen law and order and ensure highway safety. The RMU is linked to 12 CCTV cameras covering critical stretches of the highways. Police officers can track real-time movements, monitor suspicious activities, and ensure safety of general public travelling. In a major boost to cancer care and digital solutions to office management, Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya inaugurated TrueBeam Linear Accelerator Radiotherapy Machine and e-office facility at Dr. B. Borwa Cancer Institute in Guwahati yesterday. The newly commissioned machine represents a major advancement in cancer care for the northeastern region. It enables highly precise and targeted radiation therapy, thereby improving treatment outcomes while minimizing treatment-related side effects. The e-office facility will streamline workflow, enhance administrative efficiency, and ensure transparency in service delivery, benefiting patients and stakeholders alike. The Tripura Minister for Social Welfare, Tinku Roy, distributed sewing machines during a program organized by the Tripura Women's Commission with the support of Tripura Natural Gas Company Limited at Muktadhara Auditorium in Agartala recently. The minister highlighted that making women self-reliant is the primary goal of both central and state governments. As part of the program, 30 trained women of a total 120 received sewing machines in the first phase. Tripura Women's Commission Chairperson Jharna Debarma informed that another 90 beneficiaries would be provided machines in the next phase. The monsoon session of the Mizoram Legislative Assembly, scheduled to commence from the 27th of this month, will be held for 2 days only. This is according to the calendar chalked out by the Business Advisory Committee, officials of the Assembly Secretariat said. It will be the fifth session of the present 9th Mizoram Legislative Assembly after the Zoram People's Movement came to power in December of 2023. In a significant push for development and connectivity in Nagaland, the state's lone Lok Sabha MP S. Supomirim Jamir raised two pressing issues in Parliament, calling for expanded coverage of NABARD and the extension of railway services into the state. Mr. Jammeh urged the Union Finance Minister to deploy necessary staff and ensure full coverage of all districts in Nagaland under the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development to promote inclusive rural development. The MP also reiterated the long-standing demand to extend the broad gauge express train from Mariani Railway Station in Assam to Thuli Railway Station in Nagaland. Calling the extension critical for regional connectivity, Mr. Jammeh appealed to the Minister of Railways to prioritise the proposal, emphasising its potential to greatly benefit the people of Nagaland. The Deputy Commissioner of Wokhar District in Nagaland, Vineet Kumar, yesterday flagged off a 10-day exposure cum training programme for 19 farmers, including 13 women, to leading national research institutes in Tamil Nadu and Kerala. The farmers' team will undergo specialised training at the ICAR National Research Centre for Banana at Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu and the ICAR Centre Tuber Crops Research Institute at Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala. Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar highlighted that the programme is designed not only to enhance productivity but also to empower women farmers and promote livelihood diversification. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh and the residents of Beging Village in Siang District yesterday signed a Memorandum of Understanding for the conduct of pre-feasibility report of the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main highlighted the potential adverse consequences of construction of dams upstream of the Yalung Sangpo, Siang, by the Upper Riparian Country. He also highlighted the significant potential of hydroelectricity as a mean of economic and social growth in Arunachal Pradesh, as well as a means for generating innumerable employment and self-employment opportunities for the youth of the Northeast. In a major step towards sustainable waste management and renewable energy in Arunachal Pradesh, Minister for Urban Development, Balu Raja, along with Itanagar Municipal Corporation Mayor Tame Pasang, yesterday inspected the upcoming waste-to-charcoal plant at the city dumping ground. Mayor Pasang informed that Itanagar Municipal Corporation collects nearly 80 to 90 metric tons of garbage every day. In order to manage this huge volume and provide a long-term solution, the municipal has partnered with a private company that will process the garbage and convert it into charcoal. The entire funding for the project will be undertaken by the company, while the IMC's responsibility will be to provide basic infrastructure such as electricity, approach roads and security walls. The Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has stressed on the need to raise awareness on organ donation and said more messages should be conveyed to society in this regard. Dr. Saha said that kidney transplantations are now being successfully done in the state. After inaugurating a voluntary blood donation camp organised by the state BJP legal cell in Agartala, the Chief Minister, who also holds the health and family welfare portfolio, said that there is a need for awareness about kidney and liver donation, as well as the donation of other organs of the body. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar inaugurated a mobile medical unit sponsored by the Bharat Sevashram Sangha at Rajbhavan in Shillong yesterday. The unit is designed to function as a moving clinic, offering primary care, treatment and outreach programs to strengthen healthcare in remote areas. Aimed at bridging gaps in rural health services, it will bring doctors, medicines and essential facilities directly to underserved communities. The initiative by the Bharat Sevashram Sangha marks a significant step towards improving access to healthcare in Meghalaya, ensuring that even the most isolated villages can benefit from timely medical attention and support. The Lok Sabha has passed the Indian Institute of Management Amendment Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important centre in the northeastern region of the country. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan informed that a financial grant of 550 crore rupees has been allocated for the IIM Guwahati. To celebrate the World Photography Day, the Tripura Photojournalists Association launched a three-day annual photography exhibition at Rabindra Bhavan in Agartala yesterday. Tripura Tourism and Transport Minister Sushanta Chaudhary noted that photographs not only preserve history but also revive personal memories. This year's exhibition showcased 75 photographs by 38 photojournalists, along with works contributed by Agartala Doordarshan and Akashvani RNU head Kunal Shinde. Agartala Mayor Deepak Majumdar, ICA Director Bimbisara Bhattacharya also attended the event. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.